Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a world that's constantly shouting, "Look at me." Ever feel like you're in a never-ending competition just to keep up? Like life is one giant status update and we're all scrambling for likes? Well, today we're diving into something truly powerful: cultivating humility and modesty in our daily lives. And no, this isn't about shrinking yourself or pretending you don't have amazing qualities. This is about shifting your perspective, finding true contentment, and becoming a genuinely better version of yourself. It's about recognizing that success isn't a race to the top, but a journey of continuous learning and growth. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you walk with a little more grace and a whole lot less ego. 1. Recognize your limitations. We all have strengths and weaknesses, right? But in today's world, it feels like everyone's trying to be an expert at everything. Remember, it's okay to say "I don't know" and genuinely seek out information. Humility comes from acknowledging what you don't know, and that opens doors for learning and growth. Think of it like this. A master chef doesn't just throw ingredients together randomly, they constantly study new techniques and refine their skills. They know there's always room to improve. 2. Practice active listening. Seriously, put down your phone. When someone is talking to you, truly listen. Engage with what they're saying, ask thoughtful questions, and avoid jumping in with your own story or opinion. It's about showing genuine interest in others, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Active listening builds connections and fosters a sense of mutual respect, which, by the way, makes you look super cool. 3. Give credit where it's due. Ever notice how some people take credit for things that weren't entirely their own? Humility is about recognizing the contributions of others and giving them their due. Whether it's a colleague who helped with a project or a friend who offered a listening ear, acknowledge their efforts. A simple thank you goes a long way in building genuine relationships and fostering a positive environment. 4. Embrace feedback. Here's the thing. Feedback is impersonal, it's an opportunity for growth. Think of it like getting constructive criticism on your favorite piece of art. It helps you refine your skills and create something even more amazing. When someone offers feedback, listen with an open mind. Consider their perspective, and use it to learn and improve. 5. Focus on contribution. Instead of constantly seeking validation or recognition for yourself, shift your focus to how you can contribute to the world around you. It could be volunteering your time, lending a helping hand to a friend in need, or simply being kind and compassionate to strangers. When you focus on giving back, you find true meaning and fulfillment, and that's something truly valuable. Think about that last project you nailed at work, or that awesome goal you crushed. Did you spend hours bragging about it online? Or did you take a moment to appreciate the people who helped you get there, the lessons you learned along the way, and the opportunity to contribute something meaningful? Now, let's imagine this scenario. You're at a party, surrounded by people who seem incredibly successful and confident. They're talking about their achievements, their investments, their lavish vacations. It's easy to get caught up in that comparison game and start feeling insecure about yourself. But what if, instead of comparing yourself to others, you focused on making genuine connections? What if, instead of trying to impress everyone with your own accomplishment, you asked people about their passions, their interests, their struggles? By approaching conversations with curiosity and humility, you'll find that people are more receptive to sharing their stories and insights. You'll build stronger relationships, learn something new, and have a genuinely enjoyable experience. So, remember, cultivating humility and modesty isn't about diminishing yourself, it's about embracing the richness of life in all its complexity. It's about recognizing that true fulfillment comes from growth, connection, and contribution, not from chasing external validation or comparing ourselves to others. As always, I want to hear your thoughts. How do you incorporate humility into your daily life? Share your experiences and insights in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom, because life is too short to walk around with an inflated ego. Let's strive for clarity, confidence, and genuine connection, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.